Time now to have a chat to a regular NRL contributor, the Daily Telegraph's number one rugby league writer, Dean Bulldog Ritchie, back for another big season in 2019. Morning, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Great to be back yet again.
Yeah, well, great to have you back. I'll tell you what, Dino, before we get into the nitty-gritty of round one, given it's the first time we've spoken to you this year, we've got to get some predictions from you, mate. Have you decided on a premiers for 2019?
I have, Jimmy, and I had to do this for the paper about 3 to 4 weeks ago. So, look, I'm going to stick solid. I said the Roosters will go back-to-back.
Right.
They got beaten on Friday night, but nothing really has changed my mind, obviously, after one game. So I've got the Roosters being the first team since Brisbane 92-93 to win the grand final against Penrith. And I've got the Dragons and the Bunnies to round out my top four.
Okay. And what about most losses or wooden spooners?
I've got the Titans down there, Jimmy, although based on what I saw yesterday, I can't see Canterbury winning too many games. Again, let's stress, it is round one, but they just looked off the pace and there's not a lot of spark there. There's not a lot of zest there. And to get beaten that heavily in round one when you try to buy into the belief of a team during the off-season, it's really quite heartbreaking. And to see the Dogs, to me, I'd love to know the tab betting now when they reevaluate on Monday, because I reckon they could be wooden spoon favourites. Mm,
exactly. And Dally M winner, Dino?
I'm going to go with Luke Keary, Ray. Mm-hmm. He's just a feisty little fella, and he's in a good football team, and I think he'll poll well. I know he's got a lot of good players around him, but I think Keary will poll well most weeks, and I'll go a little bit left field, mate. I think Luke Keary will win the Dally M medal.
Fair enough. Jimmy, I wasn't here last week. What was your premiers, wooden spooners and Dally M winners?
My premier was the Roosters, the wooden spooners, either the Eels or the Bulldogs, and I refrained from giving a Dally M winner because I'm a judge.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'll stay away from that.
Penrith for premiers, Dogs for wooden spoons. Cameron Munster winner.
Can you reveal who you go for too?
St George and Penrith.
Right. So you've named them as your who are your wooden spooners?
The Dogs. Yeah.
And
Cameron
Dally
Munster.
He was spectacular on Thursday night. I thought Cameron Munster. Hey Dino, I want to ask you this. As revealed in the Daily Telegraph on Friday, I think it was the day of the game, $40 million over the course of a number of years, coming the way of the Cronulla Sharks via their development, etc. Why does Barry Russell resign when he's taken the club through the really difficult period if he knows $40 million is coming their way? Why does he resign?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Jimmy. And quite clearly, Barry Russell has a lot of integrity. He's self-reported the salary cap. But I think you'll find the moment he self-reported, he became offside with a number of directors, albeit that the directors approved Barry Russell self-report. At that point, they only thought it was 50,000. They didn't realise quite the enormity of it, but it became virtually untenable. Look, Barry's quitting, but I can't help but think he's being pushed this way and prodded that way because it was his dream job. I spoke to him about a year ago, and this was the job he'd craved his entire life. So I can't see why he would walk away. But
yes,
it's just a shame it's come to this. It's almost like, Jimmy, that honest guys come last, and it just wasn't working down there. It was a bit of dissension among him and the board, and it's prompted him to have to leave. As I said, this is a bloke that drew praise from Todd Greenberg for one of the few rugby league officials who actually do the right thing and self-report a salary cap indiscretion.
Yeah,
it's extraordinary for telling the truth. You get torpedoed. Hey, Dino, it would have been a tough game for the Warriors yesterday given the tragic events of Christchurch. But
yes.
And there are more important things in football, I know, but that 46 win was pretty emphatic.
Yeah, it certainly was, Ray. I mean, every year we get on here and we ask the question, are they the real deal? And I've fallen in multiple times thinking the Warriors will do some good things in rugby league. They've made two grand finals, but generally since 1995, they've been a dismal failure, let's be honest. Yep. I am hearing a bit of mail over there that Steve Kearney was disappointed internally at the retention committee. He had a bit of a... Sean Johnson claimed he had a fallout with Kearney, but Kearney actually wanted to keep Johnson. The retention committee, however, went over the top and got rid of him. Although, based on what we saw yesterday, that young Adam Kieran had a very, very good game. He looks like a kid on the rise, but certainly at the time, you can take it as read that Steve Kearney wasn't happy with how Johnson left the club.
Couple of games today, mate. Have you got any team changes? The Panthers up against the Eels, and then later tonight, the Titans up against the Raiders.
Yeah, that's the 4 o'clock game out there at Panthers Stadium. Jimmy, Panthers, their hooker, The only Katoa's got concussion. He's been ruled out. Wade Egan, the replacement there.
Ooh.
Jerome Luai coming onto the bench. Now, Dallin Lesniak and Josh Mansell, they both had concerns. One knee, one leg cut that they'll both play. And over at Parramatta, Junior Paulo was named on an extended bench. Hamstring injury ruled out. Evan French also drops off that extended Parramatta bench. There's a 6-10 going up there at Seabus. Titans Raiders, Ryan James, the top of the knee injury, cleared to play. Mitch Rain, Keegan Hipgrove, amidst the original squad. And over there at the Raiders, BJ Lalua had a hamstring injury. He will play. And another boost to the Raiders, their English recruit, John Bateman. He had a side strain, but he will line up at lock forward.
Terrific. Yeah. Any other news, Dino?
Yeah, a bit of news about young Blake Brayley, right? He's the kid who made his debut for the Sharks on Friday night. He's off contract after this year. Take it as read, he's going to attract plenty of attention. His brother down there, Jaden Brayley, is signed long-term. So there's a theory that they probably can't keep both. So watch for young Blake to attract plenty of attention out there. One club, I'm told, is already having some internal discussions is the Sydney Roosters. Another story before I go, guys. George Williams is the Wigan halfback. He's under a contract over there long-term, but there is some interest in Canberra. Reports emerged during the week that he had, in fact, signed. But it's not quite right. There is interest from both parties, but Wigan has slapped on a hefty transfer fee. The Raiders are trying to get that figure down. If they can get it down, they'll get him. But if they can't, they're going to have to let him slip through their fingers. Good kid, George Williams. A very good young player, too. But at the moment, the deal with the Raiders is happening, but hasn't quite occurred just yet.
Huge season for Aiden Caesar. Huge season, depending on what happens with his career. Good on you, Dino. Appreciate that, mate. We'll be doing it again next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Just before I go, Jimmy, you mentioned Jason Taumalolo on social media last night. I looked up his stats. 21 runs for 301 metres, 6 tackle busts, 1 try assist, 2 line breaks. An absolutely barnstorming performance.
He was outstanding. Taumalolo. Yeah, no, fantastic.
Freakish.
Thanks, Dino.
Good on you, Dino.
Talk next week, mate.
Thank you, man.